I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now. And we've been parsing two important Supreme Court decisions, both in favor of same-sex marriage today.
The first allows federal benefits for same-sex marriage couples, strikes down the provision in the Federal Defense of Marriage Act that defined marriage as between a man and a woman. In the second, the court essentially struck down Prop 8. That's the voter-approved ban on gay marriage in California.
So a big day for the court, a big day for the gay rights movement in this country. So what is next for that movement and for the push for marriage equality? Joe Salmanese is former head of the Human Rights Campaign. He's managing director now and founding partner at the consulting firm Gavin Salmanese. He's with us in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, first, just let me get your reaction to what happened today.
It was just a completely transformative day, I think, in this fight for marriage equality. And for me, as a Massachusetts native, you know, it's a great day to be back here in Massachusetts because this really began here with that first Massachusetts Supreme Court fight nearly a decade ago. But I think substantively, today was extraordinarily important because, as you said, it effectively returned marriage equality to the state of California and also conveyed federal benefits to anybody who lives in a state where marriage is the law of the land. But tactically, it was a significant day also because we've now moved the number of people living in this country, living in a state where marriage is the law of the land, has now gone from 18% to 30%.
Mm. And was this what was expected? I mean, many people did think that the court would do something like this.
They did. I think that the DOMA question, you know, it only tackled what they call Section 3 of DOMA, the question of whether in states where marriage is already legal, should federal benefits be conveyed to those states?
Right.
I think, you know, Mary Bonato and others who brilliantly brought that case in that fashion to sort of ask that singular question and get the answer that we ended up getting. It conveys the most important set of benefits that people really look to in marriage to those states. But I think it sets the stage now for the next fight as well.
Well, what's that going to be? Because that's been our question. And a lot of people are saying DOMA is dead. It's not. As you say, it still allows the provision that allows states to recognize, to decide whether they're going to recognize legal gay marriages from other states. So
right.
What's the next thing on the agenda?
Well, I think the fight for marriage equality continues down a number of paths. I think the most obvious is we keep taking on these state fights. So what's next? Oregon, Illinois, Hawaii, Nevada. We continue to fight whether it's legislatively, whether it's overturning constitutional bans. We try to deliver marriage to those states. Now they would win the state rights that are afforded with marriage as well as federal benefits. So that's significant. You deliver marriage to the people of Nevada. That's significant. But again, tactically, you know, you start to move that population number up from 30% to 40%. So you've gone from a decade ago, people can get married in Massachusetts, but not the rest of the country. Now you're living with sort of a 40-60 disparity.
We're hearing a lot of reaction today. Michelle Bachmann came out and said, let me rephrase that. Michelle Bachmann had a statement that said that, I don't care what the Supreme Court says. It's still my God that tells me what's right. Is there a point at which in the gay movement, which this is an incredible, I mean, when we think of the just four decades, really, it's an incredible landmark day.
Mm-hmm.
But is there a point where you say, it's okay if that state, you know, doesn't recognize gay marriage? Is you know, I'm asking that provocatively because we're hearing from people who are still saying after the Supreme Court decision, this is still a states' rights issue.
Well, I think that, you know, the great thing about America is that Michelle Bachmann has the right to sort of say whatever it is that her God has channeled to her today, and that's a great thing, and that's never been the fight that we've taken on. We've always been seeking the right to civil marriage, and always been very deliberative about the fact that this has nothing to do with religion or religious sacraments. But no, does it mean that, you know, a state like Utah may never win the right to marriage and there may be something about the culture of that state in which we say we're never going to get it? Not only does it not mean that, I think this DOMA victory today, it's a great thing, but it's also a bit of a mess. Because when you think about the conveyance of federal benefits, how do people access Social Security survivor benefits, inheritance benefits? Oftentimes, they're conveyed in the state in which you were married.
Hmm.
Sometimes they're conveyed in which the state in which you live. And sometimes they're conveyed in the state in which you seek to gain them. So a straight couple, the state in which your husband died is the state that sort of mandates the way in which Social Security benefits are conferred. So I happen to think that whether or not the state of Utah or Kansas or others ever come around to winning marriage equality at the state level, I think what may very well happen first is that same-sex couples in those states will be recognized by the federal government and will receive federal benefits for marriages that they may have gotten in states where it is legal and gone back to the state where it's not legal.
Joe, let me ask you this. Put this in the context of the gay rights movement in this country. How big of a moment is this?
I think the biggest moments in the history of our movements are the ones that are sort of the game changers where nothing is ever the same the next day. You know, the Stonewall riots, the AIDS epidemic, and I really think the sort of the creation of ACT UP and a group of people who said, you know, the government's not recognizing that there's an epidemic killing us. We're going to go form our own healthcare centers, form our own lobbying arm, and we're going to, you know, go on our own and effectively sort of change the storyline on this. I think the moments when we began to win sort of federal legislation, the passage of the Matthew Shepard hate crimes bill, the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, I think that the marriage ruling here in Massachusetts, which was really that spark of social change, those are the, you know, to me, sort of the game-changing moments in which nothing's ever the same.
Yeah.
And I think today is one of those days.
It's funny. I'm sure it has seemed like an excruciatingly long time for activists such as yourself. But really, when you look at other human rights battles, it's pretty amazing.
I remember when Mary Bonato brought the case and the Goodrich case in Massachusetts, and people said it's too soon, it's too soon. And then, of course, immediately after that, we suffered a number of bans in states in the 2004 election, and those bans kind of made you think, wow, this is a lifetime away now. And I began to talk about the marriage decade. You know, this is going to be a marriage decade, and you know, here we are in 2013, a decade later, and we're, you know, after today, we're a good way towards that end goal.
Yeah.
Well, Joe Solomonese, former head of the Human Rights Campaign, now managing director and founding partner at the consulting firm Gavin Solomonese, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And we heard from a lot of listeners on our Facebook page about today's rulings. Linda Smith applauded the ruling on the Defense of Marriage Act, say her two lesbian daughters will have rights as individuals. Jim Power calls it a courageous and constitutionally inspired decision. And Ryan Matthew wrote, I don't agree with it.
So what do you think? Let's hear your thoughts at hearnow.org. You can click on contact us to send an email or leave a comment right there. Or visit us on Facebook, facebook.com/hearnowradio. Just a lot of thoughts, I'm sure, being stirred up today as I look at across at Joe. Let us hear from you. We'll take a break. Back in 1 minute, here and now.